perfection, of course.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, did you ever call it...
Matter?
Yes. You know, on Easter, on Good Friday, when Jesus was crucified, the places where they nailed it, and you call these the seven what of Christ. These, you know, they are, what would you call that? Why, he's had an awful injury, you know, and you call it, you might call it something else besides an injury.
Wound?
Yeah, yeah. That's well, I didn't know how to ask it without, you know. And what do you have any, I know you know this word because I talked to you about it before, but you know, after a wound heals, what do you call it?
Scar.
All right. Or what else? What might you call that skin? You know the name, but I don't think you use it much.
Scar tissue.
Yes. But do you have another name for scar tissue?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have another name for it besides that?
Scab. Is that what you mean?
I know. I remember last time you remembered the word when I mentioned to him. Proud flesh?
Yes. Proud flesh.
But you don't, you know, I wouldn't use that now.
No.
That's because I remember a couple of years ago I asked if you knew the word and you said yes and you'd heard it. But
I knew I had proud flesh when I got this.
Oh, but that's what you call, is that the same as scar tissue?
I don't know whether you call this scar tissue, but I know I had proud flesh there.
Oh, but I mean, could you describe it?
It was white. Oh, heavens, really. I guess I was seven. It was from an ulcerated tooth. And my mother was treated. She put those days they used linseed poultice, as you know.
Uh-huh.
She put that on, and the doctor got so angry he bawled her out for doing that because she drew it through the outside.
Uh-huh.
And it took so long to heal because it drained there.
Uh-huh.
And it formed proud flesh. And that was a kind of a white flesh.
I see.
Just,
it's not the same as scar tissue then, is it?
No.
I see. Well, that's... That's good, then. That's interesting. Do you say something else? Go ahead.
That's all I know. I'm proud.
Okay. Well, that's...